the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Waste your bets, you jackwagons!
The Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Fade 5 podcast, super duper wild card edition. And holy smokes, we got some wild weather. It's going to impact a couple of games. We're going to dive into that here momentarily. Probably going to throw out some NHL selections, not for me. But slapping the puck and making some bucks, that is the mantra of one Nathaniel Lundy. I'll throw some CBK action out there in a moment, maybe even some NBA as well. So a smorgasbord of sports bets. That's what we usually cover here on the Fade 5 podcast. With tickets hand, let's hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus bus, Lundy, whether Friday or some action this NFL dominated weekend. What is your favorite plus 100 odds or greater wager, mi amigo?
Well, I'll tell you what, Brad. First of all, college basketball can kiss my ass, but you and I can talk about
it. Oh, I'm getting my ass kicked the last like 72 hours. It has been upside freaking down.
Brad, do you know how heavily Colgate was favored yesterday?
Probably like 17 and a half, 18 and a half, something like that.
The money line was minus 1100.
Oh,
minus 1100. I threw them into a parlay just to give it some extra juice.
And that was the one that ruined it.
Oh, yeah. That was fun. 1,100, and they blew it. We already talked about we've talked about it off air. We've talked about it on social media. I mean, in a 24-hour period, number one, number two, and number three all lost. So
Tennessee lost. Another top 10 team at Oklahoma lost. It's just contagious right now in the college game.
Well, I think what we've realized, Brad, is you can't trust 18 and 19-year-olds after Christmas break. But anyway, I digress. Let me get you kind of a fun one here. We're going to take an alt number. You can do this at Caesars. You can do it at DraftKings. Both of them have the number set identically. And that is, let's take an alt total of assists for the Joker tonight at home against the New Orleans Pelicans. Nikola Jokic, his standard line for assists right now sits at over under 8.5. But it is juiced to a minus 145. So I say, forget it. Let's get it into plus odds by essentially making that number 9.5 instead of 8.5. What I'm looking at is 10 or more assists out of Joker plus 115 at either of those books, DraftKings or Caesars. Main reason that I like it. One, Joker is playing with his food right now. He's like a lion with like a dead animal. He's like, oh, I think I'll take a little nibble over here, a little nibble over here. And so he has been, I mean, you guys saw the stat line the other night when he had 25 assists and he only took 3 shots. I mean, he would have had, and you looked at the number of minutes that he played. It's like, dude could have had 40 assists in that game if he wanted to. He's literally toying with opponents right now. But I will take him for 10 or more assists because 2 games against the New Orleans Pelicans back in the month of November. This was his PRA line on November 6th, 35, 14, and 12. On November 17th, 26, 16, and 18.
Wow.
Zion can't do jack nor squat against Joker, and neither can anybody else on the Pels, especially at home. So give me Joker for 10 or more assists again, plus 115 at DraftKings or at Caesars. And want to sprinkle? Yeah, you do. You totally want to sprinkle his triple double number right now, because he does not have a triple double since December 28th.
What?
He has not had a trip dub since December 28th. His triple double number, folks, is a plus 175.
Wow. Yeah, take advantage of that.
That's unheard of for him because, again, it's similar to when Aaron Judge was going on his home run streak back in 2022. Yeah. Normally, that Joker number for a triple double is around plus 105. You know, maybe even money. Right now, it's at a plus 175. So if you believe like I do on the assists, you may want to jump on the trip dub as well.
Yeah, he's a joker. He's a smoker. He's a statue toker. Hopefully going to be a dime dropper as well. I'm with you there. Nikola Jokic, and I love that triple-double number, especially well north of plus 100 odds, which is usually a rarity for him, but it's been a hot minute for him to go one, two, three in double digits in those necessary categories. All right, let's go with the college hardwood here, and let's go out to Reno, Nevada, and you got a monster matchup in the Mountain West Conference, one that could have some title implications. And the league is probably going to have four or five teams in the big dance this season. One of my favorite conferences in the world of college basketball. Give me the Wolfpack on this SGP straight up on the money line. And give me the under 147.5 against Boise State. You put those hands together and you use a 33% SGP boost available there at BetMGM. You get that to a cool plus 120. Why do I feel the Wolfpack is going to win? There ain't no unblemished at home this season, playing there in Reno, a team that is much better offensively at home. Decent defensively, number 80 EFG defense, corner Bartovic there in those home matchups. And a team as well, he gets after it on the defensive glass. They got a ton of experience too there in that backcourt with their dynamic duo in Blackshear and Lucas. And that guard play, I think, is going to be instrumental in getting a key victory against the Broncos. You look at Boise State, respectable 3-4 road neutral record this season, but just number 216 in those environments. An effective field goal percentage offense, equally stout defensively, evidenced by their number 59 ranking in EFG defense in those seven road neutral matchups. But I think, again, the firepower of Nevada in that backcourt, pretty good front court as well, are the Wolfpack. And the home court environment, Evan Maya tracks the advantage home teams have had this season. It's at a 5% higher rate of an advantage compared to last year. So it makes an enormous difference, especially against familiar foes there in conference play. So to recap on this SGP, give me Nevada on the money line and give me the all total under 147.5. Apply that SGP boost at BetMGM plus 120 juice. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with an all wild card weekend edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
My numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's go to what could be a snow globe in Orchard Park, New York. Now, we're taping this podcast on Friday, and again, putting on my Al Roker hat here for a minute. I have an advanced degree in geoscience from Mississippi State with an emphasis in meteorology. I've been looking at the models. I've been reading a lot of forecast discussions. All of the advanced terms used in the meteorology world, and it points to one conclusion and one conclusion only. It could be a shit show, honestly, there in Orchard Park. Sustained winds of 25 to 29 miles an hour are expected. You don't know what sustained means. That's consistent winds. You're going to have gusts approaching 50, and that's entirely realistic, as the National Weather Service is predicting. AccuWeather, really, whatever weather app that you rely on, all of them are pointing in that direction. But most importantly, there are winter storm watches now posted in Orchard Park, and there is going to be a heavy band of snow that is going to impact the Buffalo metro area. If you don't know that area of the country, Orchard Park, a little bit southeast of Buffalo, with the main city there. They could be there in the bullseye within the crosshairs. And if that lines up during the game, you could have multiple inches of snow that piles up. You may not be able to see the lines of the field. And it's got to be blowing all over the damn place. So as a result, I think it's going to be ground and pound for both these teams. I love the under, and I think the total is really going to come tumbling down here in the next 24 to 40 hours or so. This game kicking off at noon Central Time, 1 Eastern Time on Sunday. So I love Najee Harris on the over 15.5 rush attempts here, Lundy. It's my sledgehammer play I featured on Live and Line, and for a damn good reason. Last three games, 19 carries, 27 carries, 26 carries for the Clydesdale that Najee Harris has become. Buffalo, yeah, in the regular season, they allow the third fewest rush attempts per game, and they're heavy favorites. But again, the weather is going to play an enormous factor in this contest. And with Pittsburgh leaning and relying so heavily on the ground here of late, I think that is going to be the formula maybe for some success, and really the only way they're going to be competitive in this game. And what could be, will even a field goal be made? Will they even attempt a field goal? Can they clear enough snow off the ground so the kicker can apply his foot to a rock hard ball? We shall see. It's a game that I can't wait to watch, and I can't wait to watch Najee Harris get ball to belly at least 16 times. Minus 105 juice there at BetMGM. Good sir, you got your weather on the eights, and I gave you a pick as well. Fade or follow?
On the eights. Can you read a clock? Never mind. no, I like this one a lot. And in fact, rush attempts, I think, is where a lot of people are going to zone in this game. Yep. From a betting standpoint. I've got a little play that I want to have some fun with when we get into bonus time. But look, the weather is going to lean that way. The snow is going to make it that way. The wind is going to make it that way. This is going to be January playoff football in Buffalo. Yep. Period. End of story. This is going to be the stereotypical game. This is going to be the one that, like, there's going to be GIFs and highlights and stuff made. They're going to be showing this 20 years from now. This is the example of winter weather. This is the example of why Buffalo will never have a Super Bowl. Why likely Denver will never have a Super Bowl. It's because of stuff like this. It's because they don't want to play a Super Bowl in really, really bad weather. And that's the reason why they're going to skip these cities altogether, is because of exactly what is going to happen on Sunday.
Fix a blade to your chest, Najee, and plow, good sir, plow!
Number four.
All right, Numero Cuatro here on the Fade 5 Super Wildcard Weekend Countdown. Let's get a little SGP on the board and some plus money as a result on the board. A little two-legger. We're not going to get crazy. We're not going to go Calvin Ridley style. We don't need seven legs to get it at appreciable profitability. And I think both of these are going to hit. So on this SGP, come with me, Lundy. If you are buying what I'm selling, give me Kyren Williams. Anytime touchdown in the same game, different aim for Detroit. Give me Amon Ra, 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 Ra. St. Brown, six or more receptions. You can score that when you put those two together. Plus 149. Sexy juice there at ESPN Bet. Kyren Williams has been one of the surprise sensations of this entire year. A guy in the regular season had the fourth most red zone touches of any running back. 60 in 12 games. Remember, he missed a handful of games at the midpoint of the season. He was still getting a lot of work. He has scored a touchdown in 9 of 12 contests this year. Some have come on the ground. Some have come through the air. So he's a multidimensional back, which only enhances the odds of him splashing six. Meanwhile, look at Amon-Ra St. Brown, a guy that's averaging 10.3 targets per game. He is number four in route win percentage among every single wide receiver in the NFL. We'll see if Sam Laporta goes. Maybe if he does suit up, it's going to be more of a decoy. If that is the case, or he is inactive, that is only going to surge the target share for Amon-Ra, a guy that should be able to get over this number. He did this all but four games this year, and he's going to see a lot of Lake there in coverage. He's a lot of 70.8 catch percentage to his assignment. So I need six or more grabs there. I need Kyren Williams to find the end zone, though. Detroit only gave up 9 running back touchdowns this year. I think this game has got a lot of pew, pew, pew shootout appeal. The Matthew Stafford Bowl. Again, Kyren TD, Amon-Ra, six or more catches, plus 149 ESPN Bet. Lundy, fade or follow?
Everybody wants to make this the Matthew Stafford Bowl. Why can't it be the Jared Goff Bowl? Why can't it be? Why can't Jared Goff have his revenge against Sean McVay? Why? Why?
Does How about both of them? And we'll bet on anytime touchdown for both those guys. Right, or passing like, TDs. Who cares?
Why do we have to make this all about Stafford? Why can't this be about Goff? Come on. Root for the little guy, people. I like this one because I like the juice on it. Look, the entirety of this bet is whether or not Kyren Williams finds the end zone. That's it.
Yeah.
Because Amon-Ra has 6 catches before the coin toss. Okay. That's just what this dude does. I think Amon-Ra St. Brown, by the way, is a prime candidate. If you are somebody that loves to do escalator bets, this is the mall escalator on the way to the food court that you want to play. I got another one you can do, and I'm going to talk about it in bonus time. But I think Amon-Ra St. Brown is like, that is where your spotlight should be shining if you are looking for a dude to do escalator bets for this weekend.
Oh, I'm rubbing my nipples just thinking about escalator bets. Oh, so arousing, Lundy.
Number three.
All right, numero tres here on the feed, a five, a countdown. Let's go back to what is expected to be snowy and blustery Buffalo. And I like Josh Allen. And you know what? I'm going to correct this for those of you that are watching here on YouTube, because this line has moved to a number that's even better. And as a result, bam, I'm still taking the over. I grabbed it at 38.5, and I'm going to take the over again at 36.5 on rush yards for Josh Allen. I also love the over on rush attempts to piggyback on that. So if you want to put those two together in a same game parlay, and some houses offer you that, others do not. Like if you try to build that ESPN bet, you can't do it because of the relation of those wagers, but some houses do allow you to do so. Regardless, you play individually in an SGP. I think he's going to run for at least 40 yards in a game that, look, I talked to Tank Williams. Tank Williams, one of my very best friends in the industry and just in life in general. And he played in the NFL for 7 years as a hard hitting safety. And I asked him point blank, you know, you played in snowy conditions before. You know, he played for Minnesota. Obviously, that was in a dome back in the day. He played for Tennessee, a couple of inclement games, and he played for a season in New England. So he has dealt with pretty much everything weather-wise. And he has always said, and I've talked to other defenders in the league, have always said it is so hard to play defense in those type of conditions. It's hard to play defense in perfect conditions, trying to guess where guys are going and what they are deciding. Josh Allen will have a decided advantage, I think, in this game on the ground. And with it, you know, being slippery, with it being cold there in Orchard Park, it's going to be tough to wrap up him as well, which is in general, again, in paradise, extremely difficult to do, but given the big frame and his power and ability to plow forward for some extra yardage. So I think he's going to hit the over on this. You look at Pittsburgh, a number 11 at pressure rate in the NFL regular season. That's conducive for Josh Allen to tuck tail and run and be opportunistic at times. Yeah, only two cornerbacks went over this number against them in the regular season, but Allen averaging 6.5 attempts per game in the regular season, 30.8 rush yards per game. He ran for 36.5 or more yards in six contests this year. If you just want to focus on attempts on the over 8.5, he's done that in four of his last six games. Lundy, I will say this as well. If you watch Josh Allen, would you have games in which there's a lot at stake? And obviously this is everything. We're playing for the playoff lives. He tends to really pick his game up on the ground. I've noticed that over the years. This will be no exception. Give me the over. 36.5 rush yards, minus 110 there at DraftKings. Good, sir. Fade or follow.
I hate when you take away what I want to talk about. I really hate it. I really hate it.
My bad.
It's you're such an asshole.
I am.
It's just rude. It's rude telling you. All right, so let's go ahead and get this out of the way. The other escalator I want you guys to play is his rush attempts.
Okay.
It's his rush attempts number. Here's where I want you to get creative, and this could change by the time you listen to the pod, folks, but yeah, go check this out if you can. First of all, I like him for the rush yards. I really like the rush attempts, but here's where if you pay attention to what the books are doing, and hopefully they are not listening to this podcast quite yet, although we know that they do. We know they do. Caesars, all right? I want you to bounce over to the Emperor here for a second. The over-under, as Brad said, on his rush attempts is 8.5, okay? It is juiced to minus 137 at Caesars, all right? But here's what's funny. There's also a line underneath the player props for rushing where you can take him for 5 or more, 6 or more, 7 or more, 8 or more, 9 or more, etc. You can do the escalator that I'm talking about. If you do the escalator for 9 or more, Brad, it's minus 117.
Oh, sexy.
20 points of the juice vanish. Yeah. For the exact same bet. So somebody doesn't have their algorithm set right. Somebody didn't set the numbers right, because if you take the over 8.5, which, oh, by the way, is 9. If you then do the 9 plus instead, the juice just went down by 20 points and you're practically playing even juice. And by the way, folks, kneel downs count.
Yes, they do.
Kneel downs count on the rush attempts. And I think Josh Allen is good for not one, but two kneel downs at the end of the game, which means all we're looking for is seven rush attempts over the course of the contest, which I think is going to happen while he's playing in the snow. So you put all of that together. I, by the way, am playing the escalator game. I am taking him for 10 or more rush attempts as well, which pops it up to a plus 135. So get in there and take some plus odds, but also take advantage of the fact that they have screwed up the juice. Don't do the standard line. Go over to the alt, take the 9+, and save yourself 20 points of juice.
Crank it, baby! Take that escalator odds.
Number two.
Numero dos here on the Fade 5 Super Wildcard Weekend Countdown. Let's get another SGP on the board and more plus money as well. Bah, bah, CD Lamb. Give me him for an anytime touchdown. And let's courtly synergize and bring it all together. If he's scoring, Dallas is probably going to accumulate a lead at some point in this game. And I don't think they're going to relinquish it in the end. Give me the Cowboys to win straight up. So CD Lamb on a touchdown, Dallas on the money line in the SGP software. And I'm going to explain why that's important in a minute. A cool plus 115 at BetMGM. Now, if you look on the BetMGM site, they have some pre-built game props for anytime touchdown and a team to win. That is minus 120. At least I saw that yesterday. If you select it and you run the lazy route, if you actually run a sharper, more sweat-inducing route and you build it in the actual software, bam, you get it at plus money. I did that yesterday. So take advantage of that. Go the extra step. Go the extra mile. So you can hopefully boost the bank account there in the end. Why do I feel this is going to hit? CeeDee Lamb's going to see a lot of Keyshawn Nixon out of the slot in coverage of the Green Bay Packers, who's allotted 81.8 catch rate, 103.8 passer rating, and four touchdowns of his assignments this year. Green Bay, since week 12, number 24, near the dregs of the keg in EPA pass D. They allow 13 wide receiver touchdowns in the regular season. Lamb, he was numero uno in red zone targets. He had 31 in total in the regular season, numero uno in yards after the catch. He averaged 10.6 targets per game, and he has scored a TD in 9 of his last 11. So make it simple on this SGP. I think Lundy would be crazy if he doesn't come with me. CeeDee Lamb, anytime touchdown, and Dallas to score the dub and advance on against the Green Bay Packers. Bet on the SGP software, plus 115 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow, and don't you dare fade me.
Well, first of all, leave my relative sanity out of this. This is easy. Move along. Yes.
All right.
Follow. Go. Seriously, this is easy, but folks, don't be lazy. Make it yourself. Get the extra juice.
Yeah. Slam dunk. A rarity from Lundy that he's virtually without words.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Feed a Thigh Podcast, NFL Super Wild Card Weekend Edition. Let's go to Burr. Oh, baby, major shrinkage in order in Kansas City, Missouri, as the Chiefs are taking on the Miami Dolphins. This will be the coldest game in Miami Dolphins history. I never say the G word or the L word, but it's guaranteed it's a lock. Because the coldest game they have played in was earlier this century, and it was 10 degrees above zero. The game time temperature is going to be around zero, could be just below zero there, with this Arctic air mass having a firm grip on the middle part of the nation. Wind chill factor is going to be between minus 21 and minus 25, according to the National Weather Service as well. This is going to be one of the coldest games in NFL history. So on this SGP, give me Isaiah Pacheco, who is going to be a pounder, a snowplow, a polar bear, anytime touchdown. And then give me the game under, and I'll take that total way up to 53.5, slam that under, put those two together, plus 155. Yeah, that kind of juice available there at BetMGM. I probably would have played this regardless, quite honestly. I probably would have taken the total down, though, if this were played like in the Bahamas or something and slam the over. But I love Pacheco for an anytime touchdown, a violent downhill runner. And I know guys' limbs are going to be completely numb. Their mouth guards are going to freeze, maybe even in their damn mouths. It's going to be so insanely cold in this game. And I know Pacheco in week 9 against Miami, 16 carries, 66 yards, decent game, no touchdown. I think that changes. I think it's going to be a 20-25 carry kind of game. Yes, I understand Miami's only allowing 3.84 yards per carry, 76.6 rush yards per game, and 13 total touchdowns for running backs. At least they did so in the regular season. They were top 5 since week 12 in EPA run defense, but Pacheco in the regular season, number 7 among all NFL running backs in red zone touches. 8 of those coming at the goal line, and he has scored a TD in 4 straight games. Difficult game to kick in because you're going to be kicking bricks, it's going to feel like. It's just going to be hard to score, hard to tackle, hard to run and move. And if you go to the game, Godspeed to you. You're going to need 7-8 layers. The one other thing I really can't wait to watch is what will McDaniel wear on the sidelines? Usually he has the capri pants rocking. Dude, he better have like woolen pants and long underwear. He has got to just abandon the style and the cool points to stay warm and survive. So on this SGP, Isaiah Pacheco, anytime touchdown. The game under 53.5 on that all total, plus 155 at BetMGM. My number one play of wild card weekend, Lundy. Fair to follow.
Well, I think judging by the attire of my daughters, I think that you can buy those athleisure pants that are fleece lined. That's what he needs.
No, he needs like 3 of those.
He needs those. Well, he winds up looking like the kid from Christmas Story, right? I mean, he's just he's just all ballooned out like the Michelin Man. That's what I'd be going. Look, maybe some electric underwear. Which by the way was Brad's nickname in college. I think this is a smart one to be able to do. I know the weather is going to be there. I like the idea of the under on the 53.5. I like what you've done in terms of that overall total, trying to play around with it. Look, they may stay under the standard line, let alone this one. So this is all about, much as it was when you were talking about Kyren Williams, this all comes down to whether IP can find the touchdown for you and be able to do that side of the leg. But it's really hard for me to resist the juice that you've got cooking on this one.
All right, my numero uno play, pound it home, Pacheco, and hopefully it will not be an unforeseen shootout there in frigid Kansas City. Let's get after it here, Lundy. It's bonus time on this Friday edition of the Fade 5 Pod. We'll see you have, my man.
Let's roll over to a couple more bets that have to do with the weekend. Like I said, you already snagged what I was looking at, which is those rush attempts for Josh Allen. Yep. And again, I say this in part because sometimes I think people forget this. Kneel, downs, count.
Count.
Okay. And that is why, like, I am in more favor, Brad, of his rush attempts bet than I am the rush yards. Even though I agree with what you're doing, especially because it's come down by a couple of yards, I would rather throw the money at his rush attempts than I would at his rush yards, to be completely honest with you. But I think both of those can be correlated together. You're right that frequently the books are not going to let you SGP those together. It's an anti-Brad and Nate move by the sports books is what it is. They're essentially on to they're on to us, Brad. It's really disappointing that they're on to us. God, there's so many things that I like for this weekend. I'm going to put a bunch of this stuff up on the spreadsheet. I'm going to take Green Bay with the points, by the way. I really am. I do not trust this Dallas team. Green Bay is playing on house money. They know they're playing on house money at this point. They've got to go on the road. And if you dive into some of the analytics, I'm sorry, this Packers team has been fun, folks, over the course of the last month. And the way the spread is right now, if you want to SGP this, and I haven't built it, I haven't decided what numbers I want to settle in on, but here's what I would tell you. Take the spread up for Green Bay. Get it to the point where all Green Bay's got to do is keep it within 10. That's what I would tell you to do. Get it to the 10.5 mark, because I do think that they can manage to keep it. Then bring the total down and play the over, because I think we're going to see a lot of points in this one. We know what Dallas has done over the course of the season. They went on that streak of scoring, 30 or more in the home games. I mean, it just the way that they play at home, I think I would snag that one. I love Cooper Kupp for an anytime touchdown. You're probably not getting the best juice that you would want out of something like that, but I'll take Kupp for a touchdown. I know Brad likes Kyren Williams. And damn it, I'm telling you, man, just watch out for Goff, okay? This can be the Goff Bowl. As much as I have made fun of him for what seems like a decade at this point, that's actually the game. As much as I want to see them play in the snow in Buffalo, my favorite game for this weekend is honestly the Rams and the Lions. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. And by the way, give me the Rams on the money line. Screw the points. Screw anything. Give me the Rams straight up to be able to win it because I do think that Detroit could be in a slight bit of trouble with this one. I like what Sean McVay is doing with that team right now, and I really think it's got the potential to be a fun game. All right, let me go to the ice for you. Here's what I'm going to tell you, folks. I put these together in various two-leg parlays. I also did a couple of SGPs on DraftKings. Take these five guys. There's only two games in hockey tonight, folks, so you got to get creative in how you're going to bet them if you want to be on the ice with me. Here are five guys that I absolutely love for points tonight in these two games. So mix and match them however you want, because if you do them as a two-legger, each one of these, no matter how you pair them together, is a minimum of plus 100 odds, okay? So you're going to be in plus territory no matter what. Let me talk about first in the Dallas and Nashville game, this one being played in Big D. Roope Hintz, love him for a point. He's been on fire. This Dallas team has managed to score, and they're at the top of the NHL when it comes to goals per game. Same game, different name. Jason Robertson, we've talked about him on this podcast before. Love him to be able to continue. And then Tyler Seguin, who's on a four-game point streak right now. He's got 5 goals and 1 assist over the course of those four. So I love any of those three guys for Dallas in this one at home. I think Dallas wins this one going away. I think they want a little bit of revenge because they lost last Saturday to Nashville 4-3. I think they want to come back and smack them. They may get Jake Oettinger back between the pipes tonight. That would be huge for Dallas to get him back from the lower body injury that he's been dealing with. But either way, they've been playing well with or without him. But if all of a sudden they get their number one netminder back, I think that matters a lot. So all three of those guys. Then let me bounce over to Philly and Minnesota. Folks, Minnesota only has one win in their last 7 games. The Wild are not so wild at the moment. I think Philly can win this one, but nonetheless, I think Philly can score. As a matter of fact, I love the over in this contest. For the Flyers, let's talk about Travis Konecny. He had a 7-game point streak snapped on Monday, but then turned around and got an assist on Wednesday. So he's ready to start another assist or another point streak. Give me him for a point, and give me Joel Eriksson Ek as well for a point. Any of those five guys, mix and match them together however you want. And yes, I did put together 2 different SGPs. SGPX'd it together, and it comes to a 591. If all five of those guys get a point. So if you want to have some fun, do that. Brad's got a television show to do in like 3 minutes. So I need to shut up. I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
And I'm not going to give any analysis with these selections, but let's go ahead and roll through the Team Huevos parlay play of the day on this SGP. We got a couple other games of wildcard weekend we haven't discussed. Give me Cleveland, Lake Numero +4.5 on the alt line. Give me Joe Flacco, 1 or more passing touchdowns. Joe Flacco, 1 or more in interceptions, +180 in ESPN bets. Remember, Flacco went for 368, 3 passing TDs, 2 INTs against Houston in Week 16. I think it's going to be a similar output, honestly. And we got some threshold here that are quite achievable. And I don't think if Cleveland loses this thing, they're not going to lose it by more than 3 points. That's why the +4.5 on that SGP. How about a Huevos Gigantes, bigger Huevos SGP in the Tampa and Philly game? Tampa straight up on the money line. Baker Mayfield, 1 or more passing touchdowns. Mike Evans, my cousin, 50 or more receiving yards. Rashad White, 3 or more receptions, +333. Heck yeah! They're at BetMGM. I can give you all kinds of reasoning, but I have no time. So you see the SGP there on the board. If you love it, follow me or just fade living daylights at me. Don't play it. Lundy, you have something to say?
No. No.
Oh, okay. I'm going to keep going. Elsewhere in bonus time, NBA tonight, give me the Clippers on this SGP on the money line, and give me James Harden for 1 block against the Memphis Grizzlies. Harden in 2 games against Memphis this season, 4 swats, believe it or not. I just need one. You got no Ja Morant. Memphis has lost 3 of their last 7 games straight up. And you look at the Clippers, they have won 7 of the last 10 straight up and 7 of the last 10 on the road as well. So Clippers, money line, Harden 1 block, +125 at BetMGM. And there's no line on this for Saturday's action in college basketball. I don't care what it is. Texas A&M, I'm taking them straight up on the money line against Kentucky, a team that's licking their wounds, the Aggies right now. Wade Taylor and company, they're in College Station, Bryan, Texas. They have got to show up. They need a marquee victory, and it's the Wildcats coming to town. I know they're playing at a high level, but I think they get the upset dub. All right, I'm out of breath. We are out of time, and I got television to do for the fantastic Nathaniel Lundy. I'm Brad Evans. Drop us a rating and a review. Always fade or follow us on the X. We're giving it to you. At Noise the Wave was for me. At Nate Lundy for him. Stay warm in Buffalo. Stay warm, especially in Kansas City. Enjoy the NFL action. And until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.